We are continuing our look at frauds and scams and how to protect ourselves from those who are after our money, our identity and more. I'm joined once again from West Midlands Police by Khadija Nichols. Thanks for joining us, Khadija.
Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
Today we are looking at investment fraud. So tell us more, what is it?
Investment fraud is when criminals steal the money that people want to invest. It usually involves criminals contacting people out of the blue. However, increasingly, social media platforms and search engines are now being used to advertise and convince people into investing into all kinds of products, often guaranteeing high rates of returns. These investments don't exist or aren't worth the money paid for them. Criminals will present professional and credible-looking online adverts to advertise fake investment opportunities. When you click on these adverts, it leads to fraudulent websites designed to replicate the page of a real investment firm.
When you think of investments, you think of things like stocks and shares and things like that. But I suppose people probably more and more nowadays are looking for investments for the money, with interest rates being so low and, you know, COVID is out there as well affecting people's incomes. Is it a prolific crime?
Investment fraud is very prolific and it's increased significantly over the past few years. As you say, criminals have been preying and capitalising on people's financial insecurities and want to improve their financial situations following the pandemic. £394 million was lost to investment fraud throughout the UK in 2021.
It's a huge sum of money. And as you say, you know, they're out there to get as much as they possibly can. So what do we look out for? How do we protect ourselves against something like that?
So reject any unsolicited investment offers, whether they're made over the phone, online or on social media, and be cautious even if you've initiated contact. Don't be rushed into making an investment. No legitimate organisation will pressure you into making a transaction or committing to something on the spot. If it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Just because a company has a glossy website and glowing reviews, it doesn't mean that they're genuine. Fraudsters will go to great lengths to convince you that they're genuine or to impersonate other genuine investment firms. So I'd really encourage anyone thinking about an investment to do their research before making a significant financial decision. Seek advice from trusted friends, family members or independent professional advice services such as a financial advisor accredited by the Financial Conduct Authority. Check the Financial Conduct Authority register to make sure you're dealing with an authorised firm, and check the Financial Conduct Authority's warning list of firms to avoid.
What about reporting this kind of crime if you think you are being targeted or you know, have been a victim of it?
If you believe that you've been a victim of investment fraud, please report it to Action Fraud. They're the National Reporting Centre for Fraud and Cybercrime. You can call them on 0300 123 2040 or via their online portal at actionfraud.police.uk. If you are in Scotland, please report it to Police Scotland directly by calling 101. Please be mindful that fraudsters may try and target you again, claiming that they can help recover the lost money. This is just another scam. It's known as recovery fraud. I'd encourage you to hang up on any callers claiming that they can get money back for you. And if you do suspect that your identity may have been stolen, you can check your credit report using a reputable service provider. And if you identify any suspicious results, please follow up on this.
Definitely something to watch out for there. And some great tips as well, Khadija. Thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio. We'll speak with you very soon again.